DeepEnglish.com. Raised by Wolves, Tag Questions. When he was 19 years old, a military officer spotted Marcos on the mountainside. Marcos was 19, wasn't he? Yes, he was 19. He was spotted by a military officer, wasn't he? Yes, that's right. He was spotted by a military officer. His hair was down to his waist and his skin was very tan and covered with scars. His hair was short, wasn't it? No, his hair wasn't short. His hair was down to his waist. His skin was tan, wasn't it? Yes, his skin was very tan. He was wearing only a deerskin and his feet were rough from a life without shoes. He was naked, wasn't he? No, he wasn't naked. He was wearing a deerskin. He could barely speak a single word. He told the soldier to go away, didn't he? No, he didn't tell the soldier to go away. He could barely speak a single word. He refused to follow the officer and in the end was taken by force to a nearby village where his father was brought to identify him. He was taken by force, wasn't he? Yes, he was taken by force. Marcos never had a close relationship with his father, and he felt nothing when he saw him. Marcos hated his father, didn't he? No, he didn't hate his father. He felt nothing when he saw him. The only thing his father said when they met again after 12 years apart was, "Where's your jacket?" Because Marcos couldn't speak and had no family willing to care for him, local nuns brought him to stay with them and helped him to relearn everything about society. The nuns took care of Marcos, didn't they? Yes, the nuns took care of him. For Marcos, returning to society was the scariest thing he had ever done. Returning to society was scary for Marcos, wasn't it? Yes, returning to society was the scariest thing he'd ever done. He wanted to escape back to the mountains because living in the city was too overwhelming. He loved living in the city, didn't he? No, he didn't love living in the city. It was too overwhelming. The noises of the city hurt his ears. He enjoyed the noises of the city, didn't he? No, he didn't enjoy the noises of the city. The noises of the city hurt his ears. Going to the barber shop was traumatic too. When he saw the razor, he became frightened that the barber would cut his throat. He was frightened by the barber, wasn't he? Yes, he was frightened by the barber. Even sleeping in a bed seemed strange to him, and he preferred sleeping on magazines and newspapers on the floor. What bothered Marcos the most was the busyness of human communities. The constant movement of the people reminded him of confused ants running in all different directions. He compared people to ants, didn't he? Yes, he compared people to ants. Life was tough away from his mountains and his wolf family. Life wasn't always easy, was it? No, life wasn't always easy. With time, he learned to speak and walk fully upright, but he remained naive about life in a human society. Marcos remained naive about human society, didn't he? Yes, Marcos remained naive about human society. People continuously took advantage of him by swindling him out of money or conning him into giving things away for free. People swindled Marcos, didn't they? Yes, people swindled Marcos. And people conned him too, didn't they? Yes, people conned him too.